Not Steps, a Strictly Ballroom AU by Mistress Kirby, read by Let's Go Friday. Fandom, My Chemical Romance, pairings, Frank Gerard. Summary. Gerard is bored with it, okay? He wants to dance his own steps and he's gonna do it. A Strictly Ballroom AU not fic will likely make absolutely no sense at all if you haven't seen the movie, which is one of the best things in the entire fucking universe. Okay, so Jared is this champion ballroom dancer, right? And his mom and dad own this dance studio, but there's no way that they actually earn enough from just running that, even though they have classes all the time and treat couples who are actually competing. But it's not like you really make any money from that, you know? And so downstairs is Mama Way's hair salon, and Jared is always trying to escape because she just wants to play with his hair and try things because he has such nice, thick, beautiful brown hair that will react so well to hair dye, and he can wear his hair in so many different ways. But every time she almost gets him to sit in a chair for her, he's all, "Mom, I have to dance." And it's hard to argue with that. Besides, Mikey is always willing to let her do whatever the fuck she wants to with his hair, even when it means that sometimes he ends up with like a bird's nest with rhinestones as a hairdo. Somehow, he makes it work. And so, Jared's been dancing since forever, right? Like, he was a 5-year-old with patent leather shoes and a miniature tux and a bowl cut, which he still hasn't forgiven his mum for. This is why he's still not letting her cut his hair anymore. God! With a huge gap-toothed grin. He really, really, really loves it, is the thing. It's like how he communicates with the world, and he doesn't really like people looking at him all that much, except for when he gets out onto the floor with his partner Lindsay, who he's been dancing with since they were like 7, and they have so much fun, and he really, really loves it, okay? But lately, there's been a problem. Because Jared still loves dance, okay, but he's starting to feel limited by the restrictions of ballroom dance, and the way that the guy's part is one thing and the lady's part is another. Why can't he be the one to be lifted? Why can't the girls sometimes show off amazing feats of strength? And sometimes he just wants to shine at the girls, okay? And that's not how it's structured, and he doesn't understand, and so he keeps on throwing in these new moves, little ones at first, but then they get bigger and bigger, and he can't help it, you guys. Lindsay is totally understanding, like, she gets it. She wants him to have his best dance experience too. He really loves her, you guys. She's his best friend, and hurts. But it's not really what she wants. Like, she wants to break down barriers and be all better and different and all the rest of it. But the issue for her is about what kind of lady can be a ballroom dancer, you know? And so they're really just not a match on that. And she's starting to think that maybe he needs a different partner altogether, which makes her a little, aww. But it's what they both need in order to grow. Okay, so they perform at this competition, along with everyone else in the studio, Mikey and Alicia and James and Jamie, and then this, like, weirdo dude with really thick glasses and not great skin and a kind of chubby face with some weird neckbeard stuff going on, which is totally not standard issue for ballroom dancers, Jared would know. And he's, like, swimming in his dance costume, just, it's hanging off of him, and his hair is all floppy and weird, and holy shit, are those dreads? What the fuck? Jared totally doesn't pay any attention to him and his partner, who he's pretty sure normally dances with Ray, so he's not even sure why he's out there. Maybe Ray is sick. Whatever, it's not like that dude is important or anything. And so they're doing the waltz, and it goes great, and Jared is trying, okay? He knows his mom really, really wants him to do well at this competition, and he does too, because he knows it's the best fucking studio in the entire world, and that it's really up to him to make the whole world know that it's the best fucking studio, because if he does well, it reflects well on the teaching, and everyone gets better, and blah, blah, blah. But then it's time for the samba, and he tries, he really does, but suddenly he's just like, fuck it, and he breaks the hole with Lindsay and shifts into the girl's frame, and she's good enough that she can handle it and pick up the man's part. And he can feel the audience responding, can just tell that they know that he's doing something better and different and special, and that he's changing the world of dance with all of this. And then the music stops, and he looks over at Lindsay, and she's grinning back at him, but with a little furrow between her brows that he's never seen before or after one of their experimental dances. And then fucking that team, who aren't important, except for how they suck, win again. He will never understand it. They are so much less innovative than he and Lindsay are. And he looks over at his mom and she's angry. He can see it And his dad is just filming them like always so that he can show Gerard's grandma back at the house. And when he looks over at Mikey, he's all, And Gerard is just, back at him. Because this was not what his plan was, okay? Scene change. Okay, so the next day they're back at the studio and Mama Wei is trying to act like everything is normal, like Gerard just didn't get punished and like publicly scolded for dancing on different. But she's not doing a great job at fronting because this lady is scary when she's not half Mama Bear protective, half mad as hell at her firstborn. So right now she's kind of ferocious. But she's trying, okay? And she's watching Gerard and Lindsay talking in the corner and she has hope because she knows that Lindsay's on her side. But tragically for Mama Wei, Lindsay's only sort of on her side is the thing. Lindsay is all, Gerard, what do you really want? And Gerard's all, to push the boundaries, make people think, shake people up through the power of dance. And Lindsay stares at him, posture somehow simultaneously defeated and still graceful as a motherfucking swan. And then she's like, oh. Gerard's like, don't you want the same? And she sort of demurs, and then he asks her again, and she shrugs all, meh. And Gerard kind of full body shudders, and finally says, what do you want? And Lindsay says, honestly, I kind of want to light stuff on fire and wear inappropriately short skirts and dance with Jimmy Urine, who I hear is kind of into that sort of thing. I wonder if he's available at the moment. Jared's all, I think he's actually looking for a new partner. Word gets around. And Lindsay looks at him with her big brown eyes. And Jared knows, okay? He knows this is what's next for her. And that if he's going to revolutionise the world of ballroom dance, it's going to have to be with someone new. Because Lindsay needs to go off and, like, burn a couple of dance studios down. That's her vision, okay? And Jared supports that. Mama Wei basically loses her shit when Lindsay leaves. When Gerard hugs Lindsay tight and whispers into her ear that he can't wait to see what crazy ass shit they get up to before letting her go. Mikey helps Mama Wei a bit, dancing with her so that she stops overcorrecting all the students and like traumatizing them way too early before they can really appreciate her methods of teaching for the genius that they are. Okay, and so Gerard is all, my life is hard and tragic, and Mama Wei is still being all scary, 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 because her baby boy, what is he doing? And also, if Lindsay has broken his life dreams, she will find her and cut her up. She does not care, that is her baby. And so, Jared does that thing where he's being really showy and out there, helping people out and adjusting dancers, who are all simultaneously like, aww, because it's Gerard fucking Wei, and also a little, heh? Because this is some serious fucking family drama going down in front of everybody. And after a certain point, Jared can't take it anymore, can't keep pretending, and so slinks off back to his side and just stands there, brooding, as the class finishes up. He's a really accomplished brooder, you guys. The room starts to clear out, Mikey Wei and Alicia trying to keep Mama Wei calm, but it's hard, because she loves Jared, okay, and Mikey Wei is amazing. But he doesn't have the reach, the desire like Gerard does. And Mikey comes up to Gerard and is all, sup? And Gerard shrugs back at him miserably and looks at Mama's way. And Mikey's eyebrow, tell him not to worry. He'll take care of Mom. He just needs to find a new partner. To which Gerard's shoulders reply, yeah, but from where? Neither of them noticed a tiny dude in a giant sweatshirt with a pile of puppies silk screened onto it in the corner. Nor do they suspect that he's fluent in Wei Bro's body language and knows everything. Mikey Wei leaves, and Alicia comes back in to give him a sisterly punch to the upper arm, and Jared smiles sadly back at her, because without Lindsay for a partner, who even is he? And she tells him to buck up, little camper. Mikey Wei is on the case, and Jared knows this, and he knows his mom will come around when she knows that this is important. But God, it's just so hard sometimes, the life of a top dance sport amateur competitor in his prime. And she leaves, and he sighs himself forlornly, but he starts to feel the rhythm and music in his soul before he realises that there's actually some music being piped in from someplace. But no matter, because it is time to dance, motherfuckers. And dance he does. He stares at himself in the mirror and really challenges himself like never before, taking off his favourite poncho and dancing in his black tank top, that shows off all the lines of his body and black pants and his boots that he loves. He doesn't care that they're not regulation. He is here to show that you can dance no matter who you are, even if you want to do the girl part 1 minute and the boy part the next. And so he's leaping around and watching himself in the mirror all fierce and cha-cha and who's your daddy in a not creepy sexual way, unless that's your thing, in which case, okay. And finally he all slams up into the mirror and the music cuts off and he looks over his shoulder in the mirror and gasp, that boy with the puppy sweatshirt that's kind of adorable and kind of, no, wait, it's just adorable, is watching it. Jar turns around all flustered and then the boy is all, I am totally going to win this flustered and awkward contest, just saying. And Dad is like, I don't know, I'm pretty accomplished, I've been training all my life. And so they just stare at each other all, huh? And then finally Puppy Dude is like, so, that was pretty cool. And Jared doesn't know who the fuck the kid is, okay? Like, there used to be this short, fat kid who was constantly hanging around for ages, who would get, like, a step 1 minute, and then be flat on his back the next. Like, what the fuck was that about? And all of a sudden, Jared puts it together. He's the same dude. Crazy. But the thing is that even if Jared didn't know who this kid was, or what he wants, or whatever, he's always happy to have people tell him that his dancing is cool. And it's, like, rude not to say thank you or acknowledge him. So he's all, thanks. And they look at each other, and Jared is like, so what are you doing here? And Puppy Dude is like, dunno, what are you doing here? And Jared is like, well, dancing, obviously. Also, I'm a creepster who likes to dance by myself in the dark, except for one strategically placed spotlight that would make me look wicked cool. What? And Puppy Dude is all, well, me too. And Jared is like, well? And it's not like Jared thinks that he's the only one who might enjoy the simple pleasure of dancing by oneself in the dark. He's pretty sure there's like a song or 50 about that very concept. But this kid, he's not sure how he even stays up on his feet long enough to be able to complete a ballroom sequence. But to just dismiss him would be rude and like judging someone by their looks. And it's not that Jared doesn't judge, of course he does. Everyone does. And also he's a dancer. That's kind of his training. He still tries to counteract that judgment by asking really awkward questions. So, you know, dance? He asks. The kid with the puppy sweatshirt and like 17 other layers. Seriously, Jared is overheating just looking at him. Nods, a little shyly. Yeah, and I mean, I know how you feel with all this, because I make up my own steps too. Wait, what? And you know, Lindsay's an amazing dancer. She really is, Jared interrupts, because fruit. But I think it's probably a good idea for you guys to go your separate ways, because you want to do different stuff with your dance. And also, now you need a new partner and, I'm kind of without one too, so... Huh? And the? A Gerard Way's reaction. And then the babbling gets really bad. Well, I mean, it's not that I don't think you should be going for your jeans, because you totally should, but, I mean, I'm not sure how well we'd fit. Like, haven't you been dancing with a girl for the last 2 years? How will you even know to partner with a guy in the first place? Puppy Dude points at him all accusingly. I thought you were more open-minded than that. How can you be all you've got to be the change you want to see in the dance world and yet dismiss me over gendered pairings like that? And Jared is all, oh snap! And also, damn it, because he's pretty sure this means he's got to give this kid a try out, and he's seen enough dance movies to know what that means. And so he walks closer to Puppy Dude and is like, okay, so what's her name then? Puppy Dude looks up at him through his giant glasses, and Jared can't believe he never noticed how beautiful his eyes were before this moment. He blames the dreads. Frank. Jared doesn't know where all these bells going off in his head just came from, but he tries to ignore them. Frank what? Well, Frank Anthony Iero, but really, just Frank. Jared may not really know what's going on, but he isn't willing to blow up this entire story by not giving him a tryout. So he takes one step closer to Frank and holds out his arms, and Frank looks over him for a second before he places one hand in Jared's and puts his other hand on his shoulder. The first 15 minutes involve a lot of toes being stepped on and the push-pull of two dancers used to leading trying to forge a new path together. And Jared's frustration isn't helped by Frank's beautiful eyes gazing up at him from not very far away, which is distracting as fuck. But Jared knows that revolutions don't happen in an instant. And then there's this moment when Frank breaks the hold and switches on him, and Jared stops thinking and just goes, lets his body respond to the slight pressure of Frank's hand on his back. Allows his feet to follow Frank's movement. They move together, Frank's steadiness supporting Jared's flashy steps, but he can't quite get something he's trying. It won't come together with the rhythm and the energy. Frank breaks away from him and moves, body spinning in a way that Jared's never seen before. Jared stares at him, eyes tracing over his face, trying to see where that came from. Frank's blushing now, a hand on the back of his neck. We could do that? Jared nods, his mouth dry and heart pounding in his chest. Show me again? He never wants to stop watching Frank move. Of course, Jared and Frank continue having all these secret dance sessions at night, and during the day he tries to audition new dance partners, but they all feel wrong, so wrong, and he tells Mikey about Frank. But that's it, because Jared still doesn't know if this is going to work, doesn't know if he can trust a joy in his soul every time he's dancing with Frank, and they switch holes seamlessly. Jared can barely take his eyes off Frank's face whenever they dance together, seeing in his expression where to go next, how to create a dance together. But one night, he catches a glimpse of them moving across the floor in the mirror, their arms fishing around each other, feet gliding across the floor. Frank's face is close up against his jaw, too close for a proper dance hold, but Jared can't make himself fix the hold, relishing the closeness. He forces himself to focus back on the steps, but his heart is swelling in his chest with the knowledge of what they're creating together. And so, Jared is all angsting around during the day and then floating on air every night. And then one evening when he gets home from one of his dance sessions with Frank, he runs into his mom in the kitchen when he heads in there for some orange juice. Mom weighs all, Jared, I love you, but what the fuck is going on? We have 3 weeks to train and you don't even have a partner and you're rejecting all of the lovely potential partners I showed you, no matter how many tattoos they have. And Jared doesn't like this conversation topic at all, so he gets all existential and cries out, what is it even for anyway? And Mama Wei rasps out, it's for winning. You're a competitive ballroom dancer. And he's all, but I don't care about winning the Pan Pacific Grand Prix. Mama Wei stares at him for a moment before punching him hard in the motherfucking arm. Ow! Oh, suck it up, you were born in the motherfucking Jersey. He stares at her all, okay. She lights up another cigarette. Okay, let's meet this new partner of yours then. He stares at her some more. But like, didn't you hear me? I don't care. Yes, Christ. I heard you, okay? The entire world heard your pain. So you want to change the world and dance with the boy? Oh, don't give me that look. I wasn't born yesterday. And make a difference to dance. And winning comes second. It's all about publicity, my boy. Let's get this going. She peers at him before patting him gently on the cheek. Have another cigarette, you're looking peeved. And Jared numbly takes out a pack of cigarettes from somewhere and listens to his mother. Mama Wei waves the cigarette around. You should have just told me that this is actually meaningful to you and that it's not just a whim or something. And Jared's all, how dare you? I don't just have whims. And she's like, oh really? And he's all, okay, maybe you have a point. He's still not ready to show off Frank to his mom and to Mikey, though, and while he says that it's because he doesn't think that they're ready yet, it's really because he sort of enjoys having Frank all to himself still. Which is just one of the many inappropriate thoughts Jared keeps having about Frank, who is clearly the most beautiful person alive, even with the glasses and the 15 layers and a neck beard. And Jared keeps wanting to be like, hey, Frank, maybe wearing 2 shirts instead of 12 would help with the dancing, that's it. But he can't, because he's already coming way too close to taking advantage of Frank as it is. He is the more experienced dancer. It's his responsibility to not make things awkward. And also, okay, maybe Jared isn't really all that good at this stuff, okay? And Frank is making this difficult by being all funny and sweet and really good at dancing. Like, it turns out that all these times he had fallen to the floor were on purpose because he just became overcome with feelings. And Jared totally gets that and they work it into the routine and it's magical. And they talk about how the rumba is the dance of love. And Jared is like, we need to feel it. And Frank is like, ah. And Jared is like, ha ha ha, right, I mean that in joking, just on stage sort of way, yes. And Frank just keeps on gazing at him, and Jared is very proud of himself when he doesn't faint. His life continues to be a constant trial. And, unbeknownst to him, Mama Wei and Mikey and Frank are in cahoots together. Mikey obviously already knows about Frank, and Mama Wei figures it out in like 5 seconds, because Frank and Jared just keep staring at each other with big cow eyes during the normal dance lessons. And so they take Frank under their wings and are like, so, dude, you know how you're like the prettiest boy in this room, right? And Frank is all, what? And Mikey nods. It's true, dude. You just need the right look. Frank squints up at Mikey's latest hairstyle creation, and Mikey pats him on the arm, all reassuring. It's cool. Not everyone can handle this. The buzz cut is working for you, don't worry. Mikey looks at him critically. I'm still not sold on the neckbeard, though, I'll be real. Frank keeps losing layer after layer of shirts, and he even gets himself some contacts, and he finally shaves off the facial hair, even though he's pretty sure it was the only thing that didn't make him look 12. And none of it has any impact at all. Jared just keeps looking at him in the exact same way. Frank changes and changes, and Jared doesn't even seem to notice. Clearly, he is immune to what few charms Frank possesses, and that is the only explanation. Meanwhile, Jared is about to strip his dick raw from how unbelievably gorgeous Frank is, because if he looked ridiculously good before, he is unfairly beautiful now. And Jared's self-control is going to snap really soon, and he is going to, like, dip Frank in the middle of a dance and ruin the choreography just so he can kiss him finally. Jared tries to keep his head in the game, tries to just focus on the dancing and making a difference. And even though it's killing him to keep dancing with Frank and holding him so close and spelling him, what is the thing? He knows it's time. They're going to audition for Mama Way and everyone. Frank is super duper excited, except that he realises the date and time conflicts with a family thing that he cannot miss. So instead of telling Jared like a normal human being, he just hides and starts Jared up, and Jared's like, ah, I thought this meant something to Frank. And so he finds out what Frank's dress is through shady means, and runs all the way across town for going sensible things like cars or even a bus. And he gets there and sneaks to the back, and there is some sort of crazy drumming thing going on, and it is awesome. Frank is all, Jared, what are you doing here? And Jared is all, dude, this is awesome. And Frank is all, well, yes, but aren't you mad? And Jared is all, hold on, I'm in the middle of a revelation. And Frank is all, okay then, I'll wait. And Jared watches mesmerized, realizing that this beat, this connection to the earth, is what his and Frank's dancing has really been missing. And once Frank's dad and granddad finish playing, he's all, oh my god, it's so great to meet you. Frank is an amazing dancer, I know why. And Frank is all, ixnay on dancing day, Jesus Christ. But Frank's family is like, it's cool, dude. And Frank is like, it's ballroom dancing with a dude? And they're still all, yeah, and that's cool. You might want to try out this step, though. Here, let us show you both. Jared can't believe how awesome his life is. Frank is still stuck at that. His family isn't going to turn him away for being a dancer, Biff, though. And he's like, so this is going to turn into the Capulets versus the Montana's place. And his dad waves his hand at him all, no, man, that's this dude's next movie. Nobody dies in this one. Also, we all love you and support you, and if anyone says anything to you about dancing, we will punch them in the face. And Frank is like, oh, okay, good to know. So they dance while they play the drums, and it is triumphant and awesome. And then Jared and Frank enter themselves into the Pan Pacific Grand Prix Open Amateurs Latin thing. And it's the first time anyone has seen them dance together, and they are transcendent and glorious, and it doesn't matter if they beat the evil couple that is stuck in the past or not, because they are sharing the wonder of dance with the world. And Jimmy and Lindsay are off in the corner wearing costumes that actually light on fire, and Adam Lambert is in the audience pointing at them. Yes, that is what I want my headdress to look like. Totally subtle. Frank can't believe how happy he is, and he can't help it. He can't wait any longer. So he goes upon his tiptoes and kisses Jared right there, right on the dance floor. And Jared doesn't even breathe before he dips him down to it, putting everything he can feel like he can't say into the kiss. When Frank finally breaks away, gasping, he looks up at Jared and beams at the hearts he sees in Jared's eyes. But I thought it was all just pretend. Jared shakes his head, kissing Frank again quickly before pulling away. You had me at the puppy sweatshirt. The end. Yay.